WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Films starring some of the great black entertainers of the 20th century are now available on DVD. They include performances by Ethel Waters, Fats Waller, Lena Horne, Bill Bojangles Robinson, and Cab Calloway. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz says that some of the best of these new releases show off the amazing dance team of Harold and Fayard Nicholas, better known as the Nicholas Brothers. Fayard Nicholas died last month. He was 91. Harold Nicholas died in 2000 at the age of 79.
At the end of The Pirate, a 1948 MGM Technicolor musical starring Judy Garland and Gene Kelly, there's a marvelous dance routine to Cole Porter's Be a Clown. Kelly is joined by two black dancers, Harold and Fayard Nicholas, who leap and tumble over one another. Yet what at first seems merely acrobatic is done with the grace and elegance, the musical invention and interaction of the highest level of dancing. In The Pirate, the brothers had nothing else to do earlier in the film. To its eternal shame, Hollywood did not allow African-American entertainers to appear as major characters in films with primarily white casts. They could play wisecracking or dim-witted servants, or they could go to Europe like Josephine Baker, whose electrifying talent and beauty were more important there than her race. Her three films made in France are now on DVD. In this country, the only chance these performers had to do any real acting was either in the low-budget subculture of so-called race films or in a handful of high-minded, big-budget Hollywood landmarks with all-black casts made by white directors. A 1943 musical called Stormy Weather, just issued on DVD by Fox, is a flimsy excuse to string together some of the most remarkable song and dance numbers ever filmed. It's significant that on the three new DVDs from Warner, King Vidor's Hallelujah, Mark Connelly's movie version of his Pulitzer Prize-winning play The Green Pastures, and Cabin in the Sky, the first film directed by Vincent Minnelli, there's a written disclaimer that reminds us that these films are the product of their time and warns us not to forget our tradition of racism, even in the entertainment industry. Yet the best moments transcend painful issues, like when the extraordinary Ethel Waters in Cabin in the Sky sings one of the great songs she introduced, Vernon Duke's Taking a Chance on Love.
Here I go again. Trumpets blow again, all aglow again, taking a chance on love. Here I slide again, about to take that ride again, starry-eyed again, taking a chance on love. I thought that cards were a frame-up, that I never would try, but now I'm taking the game up, and the ace of hearts is high. Things are mending now, I see a rainbow blending now, we'll have our happy ending now, taking a chance on love.
Special bonus features on the new Warner DVDs include some real rarities. Three short films made by the Nicholas Brothers when they were still kids. They were amazing. In Pie, Pie, Blackbird from 1932, 11-year-old Harold and 18-year-old Fayard do a tap dance that's so hot, the Blackbird Pie, which opens up to reveal the great U.B. Blake and his orchestra inside, begins to sizzle and smoke. Their big number in Stormy Weather was admired by both Fred Astaire and George Balanchine. At the climax, the brothers play leapfrog down a flight of high steps and land in a series of hair-raising splits from which they rise in slow motion without using their hands to push themselves up. In Orchestra Wives, one of only two films featuring Glenn Miller and his orchestra, they sing I've Got a Gal in Kalamazoo and do a dance in which Harold does a double spin in the air, lands in a split, then literally walks up the side of a column into a somersault and another split.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I got a gal.
Where?
In Kalamazoo.
Kalamazoo.
I don't want to boast, but I know she's a toast of Kalamazoo.
Zoo, 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 zoo.
Years have gone by, my, my, how she grew.
Man, did she grew.
I liked her looks when I carried her books in Kalamazoo.
Zoo, 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 zoo.
I'm gonna send a wire.
Hopping on a flyer.
Leaving today. Am I dreaming?
I can hear screaming. Hiya, Mr. Jackson.
Everything's okay.
A-L-A-M-A-Z-O.
Oh, what a gal, a real pipperoo.
She's a fine chick.
I'm gonna make my bid for the freckle-faced kid I'm hurrying to. Going to Michigan to see the sweetest gal in Kalamazoo.
There are very few films in which either of the Nicholas brothers played an actual character. The only one I've seen is Robert Townsend's 1991 The Five Heartbeats, about a group of black kids who form a singing group that makes it all the way to the top. Harold Nicholas plays a retired hoofer who helps them polish their dance movements and ends up the group's mascot. It's a touching performance, and it's great to see his character throw down his cane and do an eye-popping little routine. It also underlines all those wasted years when he and his brother should have been playing the leading roles.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix and teaches English at the University of Massachusetts, Boston.